This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first visit to Canada as president to discuss immigration and emphasize the strong security ties between Canada and the United States. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes, from Russia to Iran to China.
Because of our shared prosperity is deeply connected to our shared security.
The two leaders affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion, and they vowed to build up North American competitiveness in the face of economic challenges from China. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China is threatening consequences over a U.S. warship's actions. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Beijing's angry after the Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row, in a move officials claim is a violation of its sovereignty and security. The warning comes amid growing tensions between China and the US in the region as Washington pushes back at Beijing's growing assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic waterway it claims virtually in its entirety. The U.S. 7th Fleet says the USS Milius, a guided missile destroyer, had sailed near the Paracel Islands as part of a freedom of navigation operation. I'm Charles Ledesma.
An explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania Friday evening killed two people and left several others missing as investigators begin to determine the cause. The West Reading Borough Police Department chief confirmed that there were two fatalities, nine people missing, and several others injured by the explosion at the R.M. Palmer's plant in West Reading. This is VOA News. A Tennessee commission has voted to strip away police powers from four of the five officers fired and charged in the deadly beating of motorist Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify three of the five officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in January. A fourth officer, Desmond Mills, voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of seven former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congo's former rebel leader, jailed by the International Criminal Court, Jean-Pierre Bemba, has been appointed Congo's defense minister and deputy prime minister in a cabinet reshuffle. Bemba's appointment to the key positions was announced Thursday evening on state television by the president, Felix Tshisekedi. And the spokeswoman, the promotion of Bemba and other cabinet appointments come less than a year ahead of Congo's presidential elections. Congo's former vice president between 2003 and 2006, Bemba was later imprisoned by the ICC for more than a decade, accused of murders, rapes, and pillaging committed by his Movement for the Liberation of Congo forces in neighboring Central African Republic. In a surprising ruling, he was acquitted by the ICC in 2018. Security has been beefed up where the grand jury on the Trump case meets. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
Additional police officers are on patrol. Metal barricades have been installed along the sidewalks, and bomb-sniffing dogs have been making regular sweeps of the buildings, which have also faced unfounded bomb threats in recent days. A New York State court spokesperson said that due to the nature of increased interest in proceedings in the courthouses, that they've increased security both inside and on the perimeter, and officers have been reminded to remain vigilant and maintain situational awareness.
That is AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. King Charles III's international debut has been deflated after his trip to France was postponed indefinitely because of protests that threatened to mar events at high-profile venues. While Charles will still travel to Germany on Wednesday, the decision to bypass France removes some of the sparkle from his first overseas trip as monarch. It was originally planned as a six-day celebration of Britain's links with its biggest European allies. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.